Speak.
Speak.
Speak. You can do better than that.
Speak!
You can do better than that.
Members of Puplement, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the president of the United Parks of Puppsburg, Madam President Lily Jo Potter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please have a sit. Miss Van Pointer, Mr. Retriever, members of Puplement, and my fellow doggos. Tonight marks the 6th year that I've been here to report on the state of the dog parks. I'm going to try to make this one a little short. I know some of you are antsy to get back to butt sniffing in order to elect new pup representatives. Tonight I have a short list of proposals for the future of our parks. While our parks have been more than adequate, I am hopeful that we will continue to make progress. Fixing our breeds allowed system, protecting the young pups from dog bites, equal toys for equal fetching time, fresh water on breaks, and more treats per trip. All of these things still matter to the loyal, hardworking human's best friend. We as a pack have been through big changes before. The great closing and construction, the influx of new breeds, bully breeds fighting for fair play, service dogs fighting for better training at a better cost, movements to expand our human's responsibilities, and awareness of our needs. Each time there have been those who told us to fear the future, who claimed we could heal and stop the changes from coming, promising to restore past glory if we just got some group or idea that was threatening our pack onto a shorter leash. And each time, we overcame those fears. We did not, in the words of Lincoln, adhere to the dogmas of the quiet past. We made change work for us, always extending the dog park's promise outward to more and more dogs. And because we did, because we saw the opportunity where others only saw peril, we emerged stronger and better than before. Our unique strengths have made us a stronger pack. And now we are facing choices toward progress. Will we respond to the changes with fear, turning against our own pack? Or will we face the future with confidence in who we are, what we sit for, and the incredible games we can play? So let's talk about the future, and four big questions that we, as a country, have to answer. First, how do we give everyone a fair shot at opportunity and security in this new pet economy? Second, how do we make pet technology work for us and not against us, especially when it comes to battling urgent challenges like the need for mutternity and pupternity for our service dogs, our human parents, and the studs who seldom get to meet their pups? Third, how do we keep Puppsburg safe and lead the world in canine care without becoming its animal control officers? And finally, how can we make our behavior reflect what is best in us and not Speak.
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 Good girl, Lily. Good girl, Lily.